I know. You know what I found out yesterday at my son's high school in Marin County? They are showing that stupid movie, The Inconvenient Truth, by Al Gore. You know, I was just reporting the day before that the National Science Association even said that they were not going to approve it, that it didn't fall within their standards and guidelines for accuracy. and now we hear these dopes in Marin County are using this.
They're doing it all over the country.
Oh, well,
they're
I know they are, but,
the
but now it's affecting my child.
And the bleeping teachers union.
Oh, my gosh. I am so outraged. So I went to the Internet yesterday and put together a little package for my son to read. And we will be quizzing him on why the factual information included in An Inconvenient Truth is a bunch of lies.
I got, by the way, my stupidest email of the week. It came in sometime yesterday. And this guy said, you should stop talking about global warming as if it were a political issue. Number one, nobody is going to tell me what to talk about or not talk about or in what fashion on this radio program. It ain't gonna happen. Number two, the idea that it's not a political issue would only occur to some, to use the charming word of Danny DeVito, some numbnuts who is unaware that the supporters of this witchcraft want to use it to increase political control by the political left. Of course, it's a political issue.
It is a cult almost now. If you don't believe in the cult of global warming, do you know that they are actually talking about having global warming denier trials, just like they did during the Holocaust? If you don't believe in it, you can go on trial. This is just this is some of the stuff that I came across on the Internet yesterday. It's unbelievable.
Wow. You not only have to believe in the theory, which is by no means in a state of consensus, because there are a lot of serious, informed climatologists who say this is just a little blip. It's happened over and over again. There's nothing unusual about it. But you have to believe that this is an enduring phenomenon. And you have to believe that human beings can do something about it.